Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The love of Jesus. Now, I don't think that the love of Jesus ever goes out of style, ever goes out of season, but we're going to examine it. I'd like to say in detail this evening, but time wouldn't permit us to do such a thing, to examine the love of Christ in great detail over the course of one sitting. But hopefully this will at least whet your appetite and give you a taste to dig in deeper into the Word of God, to just see what the love is that we sing about, the love is that we praise Him about, the love is that we hear read about from the Scriptures. So just an opening thought. You can go ahead and turn to the book of 1 John, chapter number 3. And while you find 1 John, chapter 3, I just want to share to you Jeremiah 31, verse 3. The Bible says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Of course, Caitlin stayed at home with Kira today. Kira's still recovering, got a little bit of a croupy, barky cough, and you know, runny nose, and I knew getting her out in this weather wasn't going to help her any, but also didn't want to. I just said, we'll keep her at home. I'll leave it at that. But as a parent now, there are things that I understand in practice. I understood in principle, but now I understand them in practice. It's different. And one of these is the love that a parent has for their child. And as the recipient of that growing up, I understood it in principle, about the love that a parent has for their child. But now that I have a child of my own to care for, I understand it in practice. It's even more real to me. And it's amazing how that relationship enriches and deepens our appreciation for our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And all throughout Scripture, for His sons and daughters, children of God. And so being able to experience that firsthand from the parental side now just opens up my eyes to so much, again, in practice, that I may have tried to grasp through principle, but it's different for me. So one of those is the love a parent has for their child. And even though I know little Kira, I can give her all the love and try to make the best plans for her life that I can, and it's hard to imagine that she would ever do anything to hurt my feelings. But she just turned 2 last month, and she's already starting to figure out how to hurt people's feelings intentionally, and not you. But despite knowing, because I know who her dad is, so despite knowing some of the ways she may act out and she may behave as certain days come around, and especially, I don't think she's ever going to be a teenager, because y'all talk about teenage years. Just wait till the teenage years. So we're just going to skip from. So knowing what lies ahead, still wanting to give her the absolute best opportunities in life and the best love and protection that you can afford to give her, even knowing that, well, one day as a kid, who knows, she may take it and one day throw it in your face in a moment of fit or anger or rage or whatever it may be, but it's not going to change the fact that she's mine and I want what's going to be best for her. And so that's one of those things that now I understand and practice, knowing that she may not truly appreciate what's being done for her, the planning and the sacrifice, until she turns around and does the same thing for a child of her own. So if a humanly father, flawed and fallen, can do that, how much more our Father, which is in heaven, looks after His children. And Jesus spake of this, and I just am in greater awe of Christ and the relationship that He has made possible for us to have with the Father, that He still loves us. And so the thought of the study tonight is how we ought to love, or specifically, how did Christ love? So let's read in the book of 1 John, chapter number 3, verse number 18. The Bible tells us this, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Now, this certainly is not trying to imply that you should never express love or appreciation verbally, but that should not be the substance or the consistency of the love that we ought to possess. It should not merely consist of that lip service, but in deed and in truth. I always heard growing up, there's too much talky-talky and not enough walky-walky. So that's the thought here, that don't let it be something you just say, but rather something that you live out and something that is true. And so with that in mind, I just want to ask you a simple question. And just consider what your response would be. You don't have to say it out loud. And the question is simply this. Does Jesus love you? If we were to answer audibly, I imagine it would be pretty unanimous. If I said, does Jesus love you? Your answer would be yes. As a matter of fact, it's kind of fascinating how a question like that can almost come across as causing offense to the recipient. Are you trying to suggest that Jesus doesn't love me? What kind of a question is this? But it's something to just consider. How about, did Jesus love people during his ministry, his earthly time on earth? Did he love people? Well, of course. Yes, absolutely. Surely nobody would doubt that he did. Even people that don't see Jesus as being who he said he was, as being God, very God, many of them acknowledge, well, he was a good teacher. He was a good man. So even a lost world recognizes the fact that he loved people. So you'd be a fool to try and argue against that. But how do you know that he loved during, well, his ministry, his life here on earth? Well, how do you know that he loves you? He died for us. He constantly, during his earthly ministry, he constantly demonstrated that love. That's why 1 John talked about to love in deed and in truth, and not just in our words. You'd be a fool to doubt that Jesus loved people. Now, for just a moment, we're going to stretch the mind just a little bit so that it can be refined some through this. Jesus never, that we have recorded, verbally told anybody, I love you. We never have those words being recorded as exiting Jesus' mouth. Now, the reason I say that is so you can ponder this. How can we be so sure of something that was never said? Consider that, especially in a system that's founded upon God said. Our very fabric of our beliefs are founded upon God said. If we never have a record that he said this, how can we be so sure that it's true? Consider creation, how God said, and there was. God said, let there be light, and guess what? There was light. He spoke its very existence into being. You look over the course of all scripture and the power in his words alone for him to speak something and it to be so. From miracles to deliverance to a creation, you name it, just the power of him being able to speak. Surely, surely, without a doubt, if Jesus had come down to this earth and simply said, I love you, it would be true, very true, because he said it and that settles it. The power that would be in those words alone, yet he chose rather to demonstrate it. Romans 5:8 says that he demonstrated his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then during his ministry, if we would think of that as kind of being the peak, the pinnacle of the demonstration of his love, surely he would be justified in coming to this earth and living a life that was secluded and clustered away from society so as not to be touched or to be bothered and to set himself apart to be that sacrifice. Surely he would have every right to do so. But yet, he chose instead, rather than living in seclusion in preparation for that terrible sacrifice, he chose to live a life that ministered to those around him. He ministered among us, to us. He lived out his love toward his neighbor.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.